Blog Talk Radio.
What do I do?
It's getting harder every day to try to make a living, cause the enemy has got us all walking in division. So we lying and we stealing, we robbing and we killing each other, and got the nerve to say that we sisters and brothers. Y'all, it never used to be like that back in the days. I guess it just reverts to the fact of how we were raised. But take a look around you, look at the scenario, see what's on your television and on your stereo. Every record I'm hearing is either talking about killing somebody or Maseratis and women shaking their bodies, or how they can make it rain with money and champagne. Airplanes and helicopters are flying.
This is Commission Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Bowen. This is a talk show about where the Christian church is today in terms of relevancy, effectiveness, its prophetic future, the emerging prophetic reformation, the missteps of the church, and its brightest moments. We will interview marketplace ministers, traditional ministers, and others during this final dispensation. It is time out for a week, and if we don't watch out, lifeless church. So let's get up, stand up, pray up, and go up. You can reach us at 646-727-3668. Today we're going to be talking about In the Name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name that there ever was and ever will be. People don't mind you attending church, but just don't mention the name of Jesus. People don't mind you praying if you just don't pray in the name of Jesus. His name has divided households and kingdoms. His name has healed the sick, brought sight to the blind, and raised the dead. His name sends demons fleeing and heaven rejoicing. His name has forever been and will forever be the most powerful arsenal in the Christian faith. However, we have allowed ourselves as Christians to be duped, bamboozled, hoodwinked, as Malcolm would have said, into not mentioning his name even in most of our church services. Say we are Christians, but we do not mention the name of Jesus. We celebrate Christmas, but we don't mention the name of Jesus. We preach wonderful messages, but we don't mention the name of Jesus. We work beside people every day, and we don't mention the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Most sweeter name I know. We're going to be talking about In the Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is in Hebrew is Yeshua. Yeshua is a short form of the name meaning Yahweh is salvation. Now Matthew 1:21 says, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." He will save his people from their sins. His name means salvation. Therefore, the name of Jesus means Savior. Now, Luke 2:11, it says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he is still a Savior. Amen? Now, John 4:42 says, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Acts 5:31. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. Acts 13:23 says, from this man's descendants, God has brought Israel the Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Somebody out there needs to say that Jesus is my Savior. Ephesians 5:23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is Savior. Philippians 3:20, but our citizenship is in heaven. We need to start acting like our citizenship is in heaven. I'm reminding myself of that, too, because ministers are not in any way, we still go through. We're still walking out our faith as well. So I need to be reminded sometimes that, you know, my citizenship is not of the United States. My citizenship, first and foremost, is in heaven. Then my citizenship is a part of this country. Amen? So he was saying here that our citizenship in Philippians 3:20 is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. 2 Timothy 1:10, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death. Now, you know Jesus is powerful if he destroyed what? Death. The thing that most of us in the flesh fear, he has destroyed death to the point where we can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? But he destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen? And how he does that through the gospel is that he is the Word of God. We're told in the book of Gospel of John that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's in verse 14. 1:1 was that in the beginning he was the Word, but in verse 14 he becomes flesh. That's Jesus. So through the gospel he brought light, immortality to light. Amen. Now Titus 1:3-4 says, and at his appointed season, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior, to Titus, my true son and our common faith. Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, again, our Savior. Now Titus 3:4-7 says this, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, let me go to 2 Peter. Let me locate that very quickly, 2 Peter. And I want to show you a couple of things in 2 Peter. Let's start with 1:1. 2 Peter 1:1 says, Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to say, Jesus is my Savior. He's my Savior. He's my Savior. Amen. 2 Peter 2:20 says, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. When you backslide, the latter end is worse for you than when you first got saved. So we need to do everything we can by allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us so that we can stay on this side of salvation. Amen? Now, 2 Peter 3:18 says this, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. And then go with me to 1 John 4:14. I think I've just told you this, but let's look at it again. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. Okay, now that's 1 John. No, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. I meant 4:14. Go to 1 John 4:14. That was 1:14. 4:14 says this, and we have seen the test and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior to the world, as Savior to the world. So Jesus is our, he is a Savior, but he is our Savior. Let's make that personal. He is our Savior. Our Savior from sin, our Savior from calamities, our Savior from oppression, our Savior from distress. Whatever it is, he is our Savior from it. If it, and he can save us to the uttermost. He has saved us from eternal death and damnation. He has saved us from that. He has saved us from that. People think he saved us from that when he went to the cross. The contrary, he is called the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But the foundation of the world, as he was standing there as a Lamb slain, when the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit had a holy convocation and said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Jesus had already saved us at that point. He had to walk it out, but he had already, had saved us at that point when he agreed that in the perfect plan of God, to be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So whatever it is, he is our Savior. Philippians 2:9-10 says this, for this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name. His name is above every name. His name is above every name. Every name. Every name now, every name in the future, every name in the past. I don't care how far you go back. Go back to Adam. His name is above every name. His name is even above every name that are most people in heaven. His name is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those in heaven and on earth and under earth. In case y'all don't know, what's under earth is hell. Hell is in the middle of the earth. And it's expanding. That's why we have earthquakes. It expands. The Bible says that it always expands. It has to expand because people have decided that they want to go there rather than to take the saving, the Savior, accepting the Savior. All you have to do is accept the Savior and not allow hell to expand, but it's still expanding because people refuse to do that. But every knee shall bow. Of those in heaven, on earth, and under earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So every ruler on earth will bow their knee to Jesus. Every congressman or woman in this country that has ever been will bow their knee to Jesus. Every president that has ever been will bow their names to Jesus. Every corporate CEO of all the mighty corporations, even this bank, these bankers, you know, the Illuminati and all of those folks, the Roman Catholic Church, the Muslims, and the Buddhists, everybody will bow their name, their knee to Jesus. That was so cool. Every Jew, Gentile, Buddhist, and like I said, every other religion, Wicca, whatever it is, witches, whatever, past, present, and future, Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, all of them will bow their knee at the name of Jesus. And with their tongues, they're going to open up their mouth and confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. Everyone will do that. So, church, my question to you right now is, why have we allowed the world to take Jesus' name out of the church. That's my question to you right now. The most powerful name that there ever will be, the only name that will separate families. If you start calling upon the name of Jesus, and Jesus said that he didn't come to make peace, but that various households will be divided upon his name, him, who he is. And you have ministries right now around the world, all of them trying to get together. They're willing to water down the gospel, not to mention that Jesus is Lord, so that they can get along, so that we can have peace. Jesus didn't come to make peace. Jesus came to save the world. And the only way it's going to get saved is you have to receive Jesus. Now, if that's not worth fighting for, I don't know what's not worth fighting for. So they do not bow to our secular relevant messages, but they do bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. So if you teach it, you do well. However, to make the demonic realms fall on their knees, just whisper, Jesus, Jesus. Just whisper that. Because when you do, he goes forth and manifests his will. Because he is the word of God. When you say Jesus, you actually preach the whole 66 books of the Bible. That's why his name is so powerful. That is why his name is so powerful. Now, Matthew 8:27 asks, it says this, the winds and the waves obey him. Even the winds and the waves obey him. Everything has to bow their knee to Jesus. Anything, the Bible says that, you know, anything that have breath is going to bow their name to Jesus. And in their own way, if they have a tongue, they're going to be confessing that he's Lord to the glory of God. Some way, they may move it out, they may bark it out. If they got a tongue, they're going to have to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Now, Jesus is known as an advocate, 1 John 2:1. He's known as Almighty in Revelation 1:8, Matthew 28:18, Alpha and Omega in Revelation 1:8 and 22:13, Amen in Revelation 3:14, Apostle of our profession in Hebrews 3:1, Atoning sacrifice for our sins in 1 John 2:2, Author of life in Acts 3:15, Author and perfecter of our faith in Hebrews 12:2, Author of salvation in Hebrews 2:10, beginning and the end in Revelation 22:13, blessed and only ruler in 1 Timothy 6:15, bread of God in John 6:33, bread of life in John 6:35 and 6:48, capstone or cornerstone in Acts 4:11 and 1 Peter 2:7, chief cornerstone in 2:20, chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5:4, Christ in 1 John 2:22, Creator, John 1:3, Deliverer, Romans 11:26, Eternal Life in 1 John 1:2 and 5:20, Everlasting Father in Isaiah 9:6, Gate, John 10:9, Faithful and True in Revelation 19:11, Faithful Witness in Revelation 1:5, Faithful and True Witness in Revelation 3:14, First and Last in Revelation 1:17-8. And 22:13, firstborn from the dead in Revelation 1:5, God, John 1:1, John 20:28, Hebrews 1:8, Romans 9:5, 2 Peter 1:1, 1 John 5:20, Good Shepherd, John 10:11, and verse 14, Great Shepherd, Hebrews 13:20, Great High Priest, Hebrews 4:14, Head of the Church in Ephesians 1:26, 4:15 and 5:23, heir of all things in Hebrews 1:2, high priest in Hebrews 2:17, holy and true, Revelation 3:7, holy one, Acts 3:14, hope, 1 Timothy 1:1, hope of glory, Colossians 1:27, horn of salvation in Luke 1:69, I am in John 8:58, image of God, I don't know, spoken in 2 Corinthians 4:4, King Eternal in 1 Timothy 1:17. King of Israel in John 1:49, King of the Jews in Matthew 27:11, King of Kings in 1 Timothy 6:15 and Revelation 19:16, King of Ages in Revelation 15:3, Lamb, Revelation 13:8, Lamb of God in John 1:29, Lamb without blemish in 1 Peter 1:19, Last Adam in 1 Corinthians 15:45, Life, John 14:6 and Colossians 3:4, Light of the World, John 8:12, Lion of the Tribe of Judah in Revelation 5:5, Living One in Revelation 1:18, Living Stone in 1 Peter 2:4, Lord in 2 Timothy 2:20, Lord of All in Acts 10:36, Lord of Glory, 1 Corinthians 2:8, Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16, Lord of Our Righteousness in Jeremiah 23:6, Man from Heaven, 1 Corinthians 15:48, Mediator of the New Covenant in Hebrews 9:15, Mighty God in Isaiah 9:6, Morning Star in Revelation 22:16, Offspring of David, Revelation 22:16, Only Begotten Son of God, John 1:18 and 1 John 4:9, Our Great God and Savior in Titus 2:3, Our Holiness in 1 Corinthians 1:30, Our Husband in 2 Corinthians 11:2, Our Protection in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, Our Redemption in 1 Corinthians 1:30, Our Righteousness in 1 Corinthians 1:30, Our Sacrifice, Passover Lamb in 1 Corinthians 5:7, Power of God in 1 Corinthians 1:24, Precious Cornerstone in 1 Peter 2:6, Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9:6, Prophet, Acts 3:22, and he is the master, the chief prophet, in case anybody wants to know and want to call themselves that. He is that. Resurrection and life, John 11:25, Righteous Branch, Jeremiah 23:5, Righteous One in Acts 7:52 and 1 John 2:1, Rock, 1 Corinthians 10:4, Root of David in Revelation 5:5, 22:16, Ruler of God, Creation, Revelation 3:14, Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, Revelation 1:5, Savior, Ephesians 5:23, Titus 1:4, Titus 3:6, and 2 Peter 2:20, Son of David in Luke 18:39, Son of God in John 1:49, Hebrews 4:14, Son of Man, Matthew 8:20, Son of the Most High God, Luke 1:32, out of the school, Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, Hebrews 5:9, the Mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5, the stone the builders rejected in Acts 4:11, the bread, John 6:32, the light, John 1:9, the true vine, John 1:14, 14 and 6, way, John 14:6, wisdom of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24, wonderful counselor, Isaiah 9:6, word, John 1:1, word of God, Revelation 19:13. Now there are about another 100 characteristics of Jesus in the Word. I just don't have the time to go through all of those, but these are the characteristics of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I ask again, is there any sweeter name that we know other than Jesus? Is there any other name that you know of can raise the dead back to life? If there's another name, then I can imagine you using that name if you're a member of a church, or you, for that matter, if you're a preacher and you're preaching about something other than Him. If there's a name better than His name, I can see y'all doing that. But if you're a member of a church and I hear you talk about your pastor, your prophet, your whoever, the apostle, whatever they say more than you say Jesus, I know that you have a false Jesus. I know that you have a false Jesus. There's no sweeter name than Jesus. And there's no name on earth that should be mentioned more than His, especially when we're talking about ministry. And I'm going to do a message on idol worship, and I'm going to have to deal with the idol worship that we have with our leaders in the church. We've allowed ourselves to be worshipped. I've never been worshipped. I've always been foreign, so maybe that's the reason God has given me the message to teach. But, you know, if I was being worshipped, I don't know whether I would teach it. I'm just going to have to be honest with you. But I pray that I would have the wisdom to do it, okay? But we have allowed ourselves to become idols to a lot of people in the church, and that was not the intent of God. God says that no idol worship will enter the kingdom of heaven. So if we allow people to continue to worship us instead of pointing them and being the light that leads to Jesus. I know when I was, God assigned me to a church setting at one point, I saw the people beginning to start doing that sort of low worship type thing, you know. They wanted to clean my house, wash my car. And Jesus washed the disciples' feet, as I recall. And I recall that when they were asking me to do that. So when they were sick, I went over to their house and cleaned their house. I prepared food for them, but they didn't respect that. They were not used to that. But Jesus is the only person that we need to worship on this earth. Not our, you know, we respect our leaders, we honor our leaders, both, you know, especially those in the household of faith. Also, we honor those leaders that are in political office, you know. We may disagree with them, but we disagree with them respectfully. And we hold up our Christian faith in all opposition, but we disagree with them respectfully. But when it comes down to this name of Jesus, if we allow it to be taken out of the church, we take the power to save, the power to deliver. Because when you're going through deliverance, if you don't use the name of Jesus, they said, Paul, I know, Peter, you know, who are you? Because they knew that Paul and Peter had a close relationship with Jesus. They knew who they were in Jesus. If the demons that we deal with in the world don't know that you know that Jesus is the source of any Christian power or strength that you have to operate in this world, then they're not going to even listen to you. As a matter of fact, you may be like that person who tried to deliver somebody and he was calling upon the name of Jesus but didn't really know Jesus. And those demons stripped him naked and beat him up and he ran out. And we all have to be reminded of this and come back to it, because we're living in a world right now where it's so easy to be pulled and drawn away from things of God into, you know, in the secular realm. I mean, over the last week and almost 2 weeks, really, you know, I got to a point, to be honest with you, I was walking in fear in some things, you know, in terms of, you know, where I was financially. And I had to remember that Jesus, you are the source for everything for me. I had to remember, Jesus, if you don't do it, it will not get done. I had to remember, God, I don't have to walk in fear, because never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So if you're out there today, I don't care what you're going through, the source of your answer is in Jesus, sweeter name on earth, in heaven or beneath. So if you're out there right now, you've never given your life over to Jesus, just think about this. You were born into this world in a world of sin because of the sin of Adam. And the only thing that you have to do to be saved from that sin state is that you have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus. You have to repent of your sins of omission, your sins of commission, your sins of thoughts, and your sins of deeds. And believe in your heart that Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead, and then you're saved. So raise your hands right now and say, Heavenly Father, I repent of all of my sins of omission, my sins of commission, my sins of thoughts and deeds. Now, Father, according to your word, you said that if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I believe in my heart, God, that you raised Jesus from the dead. So thank you for coming into my life today and saving me. Now find yourself a good word teaching church. Until you do, there's a church online that I look at online and go sometimes. It's called victoryworldchurch.org. It's in Norcross, Georgia, in case that's wrong. But they have an online broadcast, and, you know, if you're out of state, if you're in state, you can look it up and go to the church. It's a warm church, you know, they teach the word of God. It's just it's a wonderful place to be. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every person who has heard this message. We pray that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they may know their hope and their calling in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, that Lord God, that they realize that the purpose of the name of Jesus for those who are saved, Lord God, and Father God, that they rely on no other name or no other power Accept Jesus and the Holy Spirit, who is the God of this dispensation and the earth, who came to actually illuminate Jesus. Okay? Amen? So let them not lift up anything else in our teachings except you, Jesus. Except you, Lord God. Except you, Lord God. So, Father God, we praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for being with us. And if you'd like to support this broadcast, you can go to PayPal. I'm going to set up a new account, but this is sent it to Commission, COMMISSIONEDMKTG at AOL.com. That is PayPal, and we would certainly appreciate that. We'd like to have a longer broadcast, but we thank God for this one. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Let his face shine upon you until we see you the next time. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
Yeah, this is the minister, and this is my story. You know, what you're about to hear is just a depiction of what took place with me in my life. And as I sit back and reminisce about what God brought me through, really makes me realize how blessed I am.
Now in 1985, I dropped out of school. The same year I was supposed to graduate too. I guess the way in my mind, I figured it was cool. It had to be, cause all my buddies were doing it too. I took a life with a future and threw it all away, and started acting like an animal out of a cage. I made a lot of bad choices back in the days, but this was the biggest mistake that I had ever made. First came the clouds, then came the rain, and after that, everything just went down the drain. I fell victim to the pressure coming from my peers, so I started smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. Right after that, there was a change in my attitude, and I was doing stuff I thought that I would never do. I started having sex and ended up having a son. I wanted respect, so I ended up buying a gun. I thought that I could make a point by hanging with the crew, doing whatever I was big and bad enough to do. I was out of control, going out of my mind. At 15, I did coke for the first time. The devil had me in the daze and under a spell. I couldn't see it, but see, I was on my way to hell. This is the story of a soul living in sin. The world may have forgotten, but I remember when.
I remember when in my life, there's something I wish I never did.
I remember when
I pained and I'm never going back again.
Yeah, never again, Lord. Never again, Lord. Never again, Lord.
Now, a big name in the street I wanted to become, but in the midst I had forgotten where I came from. Mr. Nice Guy was now Mr. Hothead, but see, the truth is I was nothing but a blockhead. I reminisce about the person that I used to be, my family members and the people that I used to see. The picture perfect type of life I had was all wrong, cause everything I thought was alright was all wrong. Now everything was just one big black cloud, all because I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. I got drunk and took pills for a better high, and it was only God's grace that I didn't die. I couldn't sleep because I had a monkey on my back. Not only that, I was also addicted to crack. My situation was bad and only getting worse, and I was headed for a one-way trip in a hearse. I had a habit, but the problem is that I was broke, and so I started selling my body to buy the dope. Men and women, I was sleeping with the body blow. I didn't realize Satan was after my soul. I had a life at one point connected with a vision. Now all I had was a drug and alcohol addiction. I took a gamble with my life and cold crapped out, pinned down to the matter life and tapped out. You gotta be careful of where you go and what you do, cause this scenario could easily happen to you. And that's the reason you should watch how you pick your friends. The world may have forgotten, but I remember when.
The world may have forgotten, but I remember when. The world may have forgotten, but I remember when. And that's the reason you should watch how you pick your friends.
Yeah,
but I remember when.
I remember when. In my life, there's some things I wish I never did.
I remember when.
I pained and I'm never going back again.
Yeah,
never again, Lord. Never again, Lord. Never again, Lord. Oh yeah.
I remember when.
In my life, there's some things I wish I never did.
I remember when.
I pained and I'm never going back again.
Yeah,
never again, Lord. Never again, Lord. Never again, Lord. Oh yeah.
No, I'm never. No, I'm never. No, I'm never going back into this world again. No, I'm never. No, I'm never. No, I'm never going back into this world again.
There's absolutely no way I'm gonna turn back into this world. There's Cause the only thing that lies there is the lust of the flesh. And I've been there and done that. I'ma walk this walk with the Father Jesus Christ. Pack it on up and take it on in.